Ready to go up, up, up again. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after I go up. Welcome, y'all, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2025, and we just heard Baby Monster with We Go Up! Now, if you thought demons slaying K-pop idols were one-time thing, think again, y'all. On top of the recent Oscar victory of Best Original Song and Best Animated Feature, the animated K-pop hit, y'all, K-pop Demon Hunters, is officially getting a sequel. I'm waiting for y'all to applause. I hear you from your homes, wherever you are. Now, the follow-up will once again be directed by the original creative duo Maggie Kang and Chris Apollons. And for now, plot details are still under wraps, but Kang hinted last year that the sequel could explore even more genres of Korean music, including trot and even heavy metal. Yes, Demon Hunters, but with possibly more musical chaos. Also, the filmmakers have signed an exclusive multi-year partnership with the N streaming platform. I just said multi-year. You know what that means. That means more than just a sequel. Get excited, y'all. Since its release in 2025, K-pop Demon Hunters has reportedly racked up over 500 million views on the platform, becoming one of its biggest animated hits. Not to mention the music. I mean, just look at the recent Oscar and Grammy Awards. They won them. They won awards at the awards. But Huntrix also became the first K-pop girl group to top the Billboard Hot 100. Not bad for a band that technically don't exist in real life. And now, with a sequel officially on the way, fans will get another round of K-pop animation and demon fighting, which might just be the most K-pop movie premise ever. Well, we got the perfect song to hype you up. It's aespa with Girls. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we get some music for you guys now. More music, that is. We got All Day Project with I Don't Bargain. And then Alpha Drive 1 with Freak Alarm. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. You guys choose what you want to drink. We're not going to judge you. We just want you to like it as we give you information that will actually be of your interest. And maybe that coffee or tea will help you soak in all the info. Now, speaking of the filmmakers of K-pop Demon Hunters, Chris Apollons, the co-director of the hit film, is coming to Korea! Not to New York, to Korea. Now, this is no business trip to get ideas for the upcoming sequel. He ain't trying to get motivated. He's coming with his familia, his family. And for a specific reason. His 5-year-old son wants to learn Hangul. Yes, thankfully, we'll get an idea of his Korean adventures because the director and his family are set to appear on the reality TV show, Hey, First Time in Korea? The show features foreigners who have settled in Korea inviting their friends from home to explore what Korea is all about. The show will follow up on Mr. Appelhans, not just as a world-famous director, but as a sweet dad, supporting his child's curiosity about Korean language and culture. And honestly, that might be the most wholesome plot twist this year. Mm-hmm. Along with co-director Maggie Kang. Appelhans is often described in the industry as a creative powerhouse known for his storytelling. He also has a personal connection to Korea. His wife is a Korean artist, and he's long expressed a deep appreciation for Korean culture. So, now the big question is, what new inspiration will come from this visit? How will it be reflected in the upcoming sequel? And more importantly, will his son master Hangul before they leave? Either way, this trip might just be his most meaningful project ever. You know what I'm saying? Well, Mr. Chris Appelhans, hope these two songs motivate you. Mr. Park Ji-bum with IU with Kanadara and Day 6. Welcome to the show. Requests and responses! That's right! You guys know that we're always tuning in which song you want to listen to next. And we're going to read out all of your requests and blast out all the requests as well, as many as we can. And of course, stick around to the end of the show because one of you lucky, beautiful people are going to win a prize. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And like I said, every week we keep a close track of our message board, our gram, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So if you haven't, please do so now. Send in those requests, at least for next week. And if your request doesn't get played today, we are going to play it next week. So keep that in mind. Oh, not next week. Throughout the week. Difference is, you just don't get a prize if it's played throughout the week. But at least your music gets played. That is the prize, okay? So, with no further ado, getting right into it, Carolyn Matulak Cruz from the Book of Faces. Hey, Ryan, I want to listen to Pinocchio by IHOP. I don't know if you sound like that, but I just did it. Now, we also had Nikki who also requested the same song. So, Nikki and Carolyn, hope this is, going to make y'all happy. Because both of y'all are getting your request to get played today. And of course, your midweek, your hump day motivational song. If you're having a rough day, hopefully it'll uplift you. Let's check it out. I hope with Pinocchio. Pinocchio는 거짓말을 싫어해. All right, that was I hope with Pinocchio. Now, we're going to get into more of your requests right now because we know a lot of you are probably tuning in right now saying, I want to share my music with the world. So that's what we're here to do. Next one is from a listener, Ritza Pakalnala. I can't read that because the L and L is hard to pronounce. Dizong. Hi, DJ Brian. I wish to listen Epiphany by BTS's Jin. Now, we're on like a little connection thing going here today because we had another person from Bangladesh request the same song. Okay. Ananto Kumar. So we're in two birds with one stone right now. Yes, we're on a roll. So BTS Jin Epiphany. We got that set up for you guys. But before we do that, we have another request from at Athma Madassery. Hi, DJ Broughton and KPC team. May I request a song, Burn It, by FT Island. Take care, everyone. Well, take care to you as well. And thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for a request. And like I said, that's what our job is here to do, is play the songs that have been stuck in your head. And of course, maybe your favorite artist. It doesn't matter for the reasoning. You want to hear it. We play it. Let's do it. First up, Jin of BTS with Epiphany, and FT Island with Burn It. All right, that was FT Island with Burn It, and we still have more requests for y'all, which also means we still have to mention a winner, and y'all can't go nowhere, because it could be you. A lot of people miss it. They're like, oh, they played my song. They're not going to announce me, so I'm not going to win, so I'm just going to change the dial. No, stick with us to the end. Now, our next one is from HM Tarek. Hello, DJ Brian. Please play this nice song, What Is Love, by Twice. I sang a different melody by an old school pop song, but still, the title is What Is Love by Twice. And we all know the song. Yes, we do. And the next one is going to be our last request for the week. It's by Stalex Kim from the Book of Faces. Hello, Brian. Can you play Holiday by Stray Kids? Okay. That's what we're here to do. But like I said, y'all don't go nowhere. We still have a winner to announce, but these two songs will be wrapping up our segment. Twice, What Is Love? Stray Kids, Holiday. All right, that was Stray Kids with Holiday, requested by Stalex Kim. Now, thank you for your request, y'all. Now, let's get to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is... O to the M to the G, Stalex Kim! What are the odds? We played your song last and you won. Congratulations. Now let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us. kpop@kbs.co.kr with your gram handle, yes, your name, your message board ID, and we're going to send you a prize. And also include the date that you've won. So it makes it that much easier for us to send you a prize. And the reason why I got caught at gram handle is because I was hungry and I was thinking like a graham cracker, y'all. I know, I had a little brain fart with food. Anyways, let's take a song break before we officially end our show. We got two songs back to back for you guys. We have Chayana with Catch Catch and QWER with Discord. All right, guys, it is all the time that we have, but don't be sad because we have two great songs taking us out. And thank you for tuning in. First up, we got AB6 with Bottoms Up and Dio Dol Gyeongsu with Popcorn. Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. Yeah. I'm Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. 86.